Now, seeking the Lord's help and blessing this evening, let us turn to the chapter of his word read earlier from John's Gospel, chapter 14. The Gospel according to John, chapter number 14, reading from verse number 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Particularly verse number 6 this evening. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And in these words we have the exclusive claim of the gospel as proceeding from the very lips of the Savior himself. This is the claim that he makes concerning himself. I am. There is the word, I am. Sometimes we read of that. In the Old Testament, God speaking of himself, I am that I am. And Jesus also speaks in that way at times. I am. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So it is one of the I am sayings of Jesus. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. So on and so forth. Which confronts you and me with the fact that Jesus of Nazareth, when he was in this world, as recorded here, as an example, made certain claims concerning himself. Glorious claims, majestic claims, great claims. Were made by the Son of God in our nature, as exemplified in the text that is before us this evening in the Word of God. Jesus saith unto him, to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we find here in chapter 14 how that Jesus appears to be continuing a discourse following the Lord's Supper. We read of the events there in chapter 13 in regard to what was taking place in and around this time. So it appears that after supper, verse 2 for example, and supper being ended, the devil having now put into heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. And so we see there the humility of the Savior whose death was remembered here today. Great humility of Christ. The fact that we need to wash and be clean. We need Jesus. We need this gracious one who is the good shepherd, the light of the world, the door, the way, the truth, and the life. I want to speak about the subject of the gospel claim and the gospel call of Christ. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. By these words we are to assess the claims of men. And particularly we might say, by these words we are to assess the claims of false religions and of those who make great claims in terms of religion and the way to God and peace. Some of them saying that they are the way, or the religion they have founded is the way, or certain religious practices, these are the way. Whereas Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The one who died, the one who rose again, he is the one who makes this claim here in the gospel tonight. Well, three things, as the Lord may help us to meditate upon them this evening. Firstly, we have the gospel claim. Jesus saith unto Thomas, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is not just saying something that is of interest to Thomas. He's not just making a claim that only Thomas has a right or interest in hearing. But these words have endured. These words are laid on record in the Word of God. No man cometh unto the Father, whether it is Thomas, or Peter, or James, or John, or Martha, or Mary, or whoever it may be, ever since. No man, not just you, Thomas, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. How very exclusive, how very definite this claim is. Secondly, the gospel call. If there is a claim such as this, I would put it to you, friends, here tonight, that there is also a call in the gospel. In other words, if Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me, it is not for us to be indifferent to this call, or claim, I should say. It's not for us to treat it as though it were not important. The words that he utters imply a call to come to him, for who would not come to the Father? Surely this is the way to heaven, Jesus is saying. Remember what Jesus says earlier on in the chapter, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I am the way to God, as it were. Believe, as you are believing in God, so be believing in me. Another tremendous claim stands at the head of the chapter. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's house. And so the Father has a house of many mansions. A good and comely place. Is this not heaven? So to come to the Father through Jesus Christ, the Son, is to come to eternal glory. It's to come to have our sins washed away. It's to come to be put right with God. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know this, the way, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What is Jesus saying here? But he is the fulfillment of that vision that Jacob had, of that ladder that we refer to as Jacob's ladder. The ladder set up on the earth that went up into heaven, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. Jesus is the mediator. He is the way to God. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. In other words, I am all things. I am the way to God. I am the way in peace. I am the true way, the only way. Neither is there salvation, we are taught in the book of Acts. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And this truth is much in keeping with that, and that truth that came from Peter's lips as he was filled with the Holy Ghost is much in keeping with this truth. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Have we found him so? Thirdly, the gospel comfort. If there is a claim here, and there is, then there is a call in the gospel, the free offer of the gospel, that we should and ought to come to Christ, that we may come to the Father in peace. And so doing, so coming to Christ as the way, as the truth, as the life, then there is the comfort that the promise is made good to us in our experience. And there's replete with comfort then to those that believe. Well, these three things, the Lord helping us this evening, the subject is that of the gospel claim and gospel call of Christ. The text is found in John 14, verse 5, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Not by Mary, not by Joseph, not by certain religious practices, not by self-denial, but by me, the Savior of sinners. The gospel claim, firstly, secondly, the gospel call, lastly, the gospel comfort. Well, we think about the claim of Christ here in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is here very free with his disciples following the supper. Jesus is answering this question posed by Thomas. Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Where was Jesus going? Well, we find out, don't we? Following his resurrection. He ascends up into heaven. He is going ultimately, he's going bodily into heaven. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. As to his divinity as the Son of God, he was in heaven as on earth. You must remember that. But as to his humanity, Jesus is here, the man Christ Jesus, he is speaking with Thomas, he is treating with Thomas, he is speaking to Thomas and saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And who is speaking here but the Word? As we referred to the Word, as we often do when we speak in a text from John's Gospel, we remind ourselves of how the Gospel begins. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It is through the Son that God reveals himself to us. It is through Christ, through the Mediator, by the Spirit, that God reveals himself to us in a way of peace, in a way of reconciliation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, who better to lead us to God than him who is the Son of God? Who better to lead us to the Father than the Son, Jesus Christ? The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Notice these words in verse 4 and think about our text. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Verse 4 of chapter 1. In him was life. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. He is the life. He is the life. He ever was. He ever was the Creator, giving life, the Son of God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That we find also in John chapter 1, where we read that in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh, writes John, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. What does it say? Full of grace and truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We read of him as the life in John chapter 1. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. We read of him as the truth in John chapter 1. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glorious of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is Jesus. Full of grace and truth. And we read of him also as the way in John chapter 1. For example, verse 43, the day following Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. What happens when Philip follows Jesus as the way in effect. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. We have found the Christ. We have found him who is the way. And how did Philip find him? By following him. as we must, by following him, by becoming his disciple, by following him. And so we see, even in John chapter 1, inklings there given to us of Jesus as the way, as Jesus as the truth, full of grace and truth, Jesus as the life, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the Lord's Supper, of course, reminds us, friends, of how it is that any poor sinner comes to God through Christ. It is through the death of Christ. It is through his sin-atoning death on the cross. It is through the risen Lord, the Savior of the gospel. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus spoke these words in the first instance to Thomas before his death and before his resurrection. But we, for our part, as gospel hearers here in Singapore tonight, we, for our part, we have the benefit of the whole Word of God. We have the benefit, some of us, of having sat at the Lord's table and partaken of the sacrament. All of us of having witnessed these things, as it were. We know that he died. We know that his offering was accepted. He said, "It is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And when he had spoken thus, he gave up the ghost. And he rose again. As we learned today, as we heard today, he was crucified, the past tense. He is risen, the present tense. So that these words are very meaningful in the light of the gospel, very meaningful in light of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, very meaningful in the light of the whole claims of Christ put together. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. How can we doubt that, having sat at the Lord's table? How can we doubt that, having heard the gospel already today of Jesus crucified and Jesus risen? Truly he is the way, who died at Calvary. And the veil of the temple, we read, did we not, was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Such a mysterious, divine hand, as it were. That cloth that was so thick that no human hand could tear it. That was so high, much, much, much higher than the ceiling in this building. How could that happen but by the finger of God? And why did that happen, and when did that happen? At the time of the death of Jesus. And so that it would be made plain that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life through his death. This is the way into the holiest of all. This is the way whereby God can come out, as it were, from the holiest of all to have communion with sinners through Christ and his death. This is the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me indeed." The one who had administered the sacrament for the first time, the one who would die upon the cross under the title Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. So that we read that he died at Calvary, saying, "I thirst." And said there in verse 30 of chapter 19 in John, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. So he is the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, the one who died at Calvary, the one who rose again from the dead, as we are taught even in this gospel also. How Simon Peter, following him, went into the sepulchre and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which first came to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. But as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I who am the risen Lord. That same Jesus who the same day at evening we read being the first day of the week, verse 19 of chapter 20 in John. When the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showeth unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. He said, Peace be unto you. What is he saying in effect? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Peace be unto you, the risen Lord. Then saith Jesus unto them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. There he is, referring to the Father. He who said that he was the way, the truth, and the life, the way to the Father in peace. Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And then he said, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Wonderful, isn't it? There's the Trinity. The great biblical doctrine of the Trinity. Jesus, the Son of God, the risen Savior, speaking about the Father, speaking about the Holy Ghost. Indeed, giving the Holy Ghost. Is it wonderful? How effectual his death when he rose from the dead. Then he said, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. So solemn, so glorious, so marvelous indeed, Jesus is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. The word of the truth of the gospel says as much. The sacrament of the Lord's Supper bears witness to this. The communicants are saying, as they take the bread, as they take the cup, as they partake of the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, they're saying that to them, Jesus is indeed the way, he is indeed the truth, he is indeed the life. So far as they are concerned, they do not look to any other. They are satisfied with him who is the Son of God, they are satisfied with him who is the one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. It is the claim then that Jesus makes, a high claim, a holy claim, glorious claim, much in keeping with that claim whereby he said that he was the door. And let us remind ourselves of that claim in John chapter 10, where we find there Jesus saying in verse 9, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. That's no light thing. That's something essential, is it not? Something most needful for you and me, to be saved from our sins, to be put right with God, to have a good hope of heaven. If we should die this night, that we would not go to hell, that we would not receive the due reward of our deeds, but that we would go to heaven because of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Not that he shall be a little blessed, but he shall be saved. He shall have everything that his soul needs or her soul needs. He shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. In the same chapter, of course, the language is there of the shepherd, even coming out and him being the door, as opposed to the false shepherds. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. This is the character then of the true sheep of Christ, the true believer. He hears, or she hears Christ saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Hears with the hearing of faith. I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out find pasture. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. Now that I am saying of Jesus, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. His life for the sheep. As he says later on, I'm the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Here it is again, his relationship to the Father. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. There it is, death and resurrection. I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself, voluntary. I lay it down of myself, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. The way of salvation through Christ crucified. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. This is Jesus of Nazareth who makes this claim, great head of the Christian church, the sole head of the Christian church. Secondly, the gospel call. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So there is a call here because there is a claim here. There is a gospel claim. I should have explained why we call it a gospel claim. Gospel means good news, glad tidings. And this is good news that Jesus made this claim. Just as it was good news that he said he was the door, said he was the good shepherd, said he was the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This is a gospel claim. Good news. And it is therefore a gospel call to us. Not to be indifferent to this claim, not to treat it as though it were never made, as so many do, by living a worldly, wicked life going on in our own way. As we were reading in Isaiah 53, we have turned everyone to his own way, not the ways of God, not the right ways of the Lord. Are we just going to go on, friends, on our own way? What is that? What is our own way? Well, Jesus speaks of it elsewhere as the broad way. And where does it end? In the Father's house? Not so, but in destruction. In destruction. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says there in the Sermon on the Mount, "Enter ye in at the strait gate." Where is that? Who is that? I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Shall go in and out and find pasture. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. How broad is the way, as it could be related. How broad is the way? How straight is the gate? How narrow is the way which leadeth unto life? And few there be that find it. Well, we find out just how straight, how narrow, how close this gate is from our text. From our text, the exclusive nature of the claim, the narrowness of it. I am the way. One person, how narrow that is. If we are dealing with a crowd of people, then there are many faces that we have to interact with, many persons. But Jesus says, I am the way. How singular that is. How straightforward that is. How exclusive that is. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Here is the good and great physician. And this is not that which should be unpleasant to us. If we were to be taken with a peculiar and unusual sickness in Singapore this night, and if there were but one physician that was skilled in that particular matter, would be disputing and wishing to go to some other person, when we are directed to that one who has the skill to deal with this particular case? Why would we be disputing? Why would we be saying we wish to some other person? We wish many others, when there is one and that one can deal with our case. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why would we look for another Christ when Jesus is the Christ? Why would we look for another Savior when the Savior is the Son of God in our nature, who can bring us to the Father in peace, who knows the Father, who knows the mind of the Father, who is one with the Father in the divine essence? God is one, but there are three persons in the Godhead: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one God, the same in substance, equal in power and glories. We say that's a mystery. So it is. The way that our bodies are formed in the womb, that's a mystery. That's a great mystery. And are we to expect that the being of God should be anything less? Surely that is a mystery. But what is revealed is to be received and believed. Father loveth the Son, and hath committed all things into his hand. The Son loveth the Father. Who will bring us to the Father in peace? The beloved Son of God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But of course we are here in the second place speaking about the gospel call. For it is a call. Implicit, is it not? If Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him, are we not called in the gospel to come by him, and not in some other way which will not lead us to this end? If we truly have this end in view, to be reconciled to God, must we not be reconciled to God through the death of his Son? Must we not be reconciled to God through the mediator, that one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus? There is that call in the gospel whereby we are instructed and commanded and called to repent and believe the gospel, to come through him as the way, through him as the truth, through him as the life. This answers to all our needs, friends. How can we know the way? Thomas is saying, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? I am the way. Way to heaven, the way to God. I am the truth. I am the fulfilling of the types and the shadows of the Old Testament. I am the truth. I am the life. And you shall not fail of life if you but trust in me. Writes Matthew Henry, as truth is opposed to falsehood and error, the doctrine of Christ is true doctrine. When we inquire for truth, we need learn no more than this. Learn no more than the truth as it is in Jesus. As truth is opposed to falsehood and error, the doctrine of Christ is true doctrine. Who wants to go to eternity on a lie, with a lie in his right hand? That will do us no good. There's a great difference between truth and error. They're not the same. There is a great difference between true religion and false. Not the same. When we inquire for truth, we need learn no more than the truth as it is in Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He is the life, writes Matthew Henry. Christ formed in us is that to our souls which our souls are to our bodies. Christ is the resurrection and the life. I've never come across that put like that before. Christ formed in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ believed upon, received in the soul. Christ formed in us is that to our souls, which our souls are to our bodies. What are our souls to our bodies? Life. when the soul departs the body, there is death. The person that we knew and loved has gone. There is a shell left. What did Abraham do with regard to his beloved Sarah? Buried his dead out of his sight. Soul had gone. Gone to glory, we trust, in her case. Soul has gone. Christ formed in us is that to our souls which our souls are to our bodies, life. Christ is the resurrection and life. So if we have not Christ, we are spiritually dead. We are spiritually lost. We are spiritually undone. Dear friends, lay this to heart, the call of the gospel, to come to Christ that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And perhaps you are saying, as a young person here tonight, that I have life, I have health, I have strength, I have opportunities, I have relationships, I have entertainments, I have many good things in my youth, I have life. But do you have it abundantly? You certainly do not if you do not have Christ. All these pleasures of sin that we might have, or the pleasures even of things that are sinless, as it were, although we sin in all things and come far short in all things, even the pleasures of food and drink and so on and so forth, and families and friends, will these not all be taken from us when death comes? And if we have not Christ, what have we going into eternity? No Savior but sin. And nothing but sin. And that to be punished for all eternity for our sin. If we want to be rid of sin, we must have Christ, our Savior. We must have Christ as our personal Savior. Not enough that others that we knew sat at the Lord's table and have the profession at least that they're on the way to heaven because they have Christ for their portion. We must have Christ personally and individually. We must know him who says, I am the way. For you, I am the truth. For you, I am the life. For you, in your case, in your need, I meet that need. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is the one that we must embrace in the arms of faith as the way, the truth, and the life for us. We must receive him. We must believe in him. We must reject every other refuge, falsely so called, and flee like the manslayer in the Old Testament. Flee, flee to that city of refuge. Flee to the city of refuge. That we might have safety and peace and blessedness in Christ and through him. Well, we think about the gospel call then, founded upon this claim of Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That is the call then, the call of the gospel, to come to Christ that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly. Lastly, in the third place, we think about the comfort, the gospel comfort. Jesus saith to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We say there is gospel comfort. There is good news and great comfort for the soul that flees to Christ, that lays hold upon Christ as he is freely offered in the gospel. Oh, what comfort! Oh, what consolation! Oh, what heavenly peace is found when we know Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life experimentally ourselves. And for what is that but to have a Savior? What is that but to have a Christ? What is that but to have a mediator? What is that but to have a ransom, price paid? What is that but to have the Good Shepherd? What is that but to have the door? What is that but to have the one who is the true vine? I am the true vine, verse 1 of chapter 15, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now are you clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now, what a blessed way, what a blessed truth, what a blessed life there is in Jesus Christ. As we said earlier, this statement here much agrees with what we find in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter number 4, through the ministry of the Apostle Peter. Where we read there from verse 8 in chapter 4 of Acts. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, it is again what we had this morning, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's it. This one, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's a good thing that all other doors are closed. If the right and proper door is opened, is that not the way that we should go? The true way, the right way, the gospel way, the very structure of the text before us, the way that is open, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and the way that is closed, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Every other way closed, this way open. That is Jesus, the Savior of sinners. Well, how thankful we should be for the Savior's claim here. How thankful we should be that that implies a gospel call to you and me as it comes to us. For it is not all, sad to say, it's not everybody in this world that hears these words, but we do. And we are accountable when we hear these words, if we turn away our ears from the truth. If we, knowing that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, refuse to believe in him and turn to some other way, the ways of sin, perhaps the ways of pleasure, the ways even of false religion it may be, what good will that do us? How lost we will be, how undone. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. John says of him, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And so we are to heed the truth of the gospel tonight. We are to give heed to the claim. We are to give heed to the call. We are to give heed to the comfort that is set forth in this truth. The Lord's people are to be comforted. Those who partook of the sacrament are to be consoled that they have come to God through Christ. They are assured he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. But what about those of us who are yet in need of a Savior? Let us be assured there is such a Savior set before us in the gospel, as is Christ the Lord, who says to you in the gospel, I am the way, look not to any other way, for it is false. I am the truth, what more do you need? I am the life, can give you life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so that we say with the call of the gospel, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. We remind you in closing of the words of the Savior himself in John chapter 6. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Listen to this, important. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me. Who is that but the Father? This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So we say again that Jesus said and says still in the gospel, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. May the Lord bless his word to us.